I wrote, I also understand the masturbation celibacy implications of potentially not doing so. Doing so meaning drink the semen of other men. Because not doing that could be implied or would be implied. It's not masturbation, it's definitely sex. Mm-hmm. And what I meant was that I'd be doing this before I'd had much opportunity to suck down ejaculations as they happen, because I've only done that once. And so it would be, a kind of a sacrifice to be right at that spot where I can do it, like right at that spot where I can go right into the desire and be open and ready. Could suck down multiple men in one session, kind of thing. And were I to have already been like established as masturbation celibate, that could not happen. So there's always this flirtation. And and then I do what I choose to do. Usually I put my self-semen eating on display, which is very close and easy to, from there, access just sucking cock, just because. And, I'm just imagining not doing that. And I always ache to show men my cum tongue and do it any chance I can. Do it any chance I can. Any chance I can. So yeah, so that's the maybe I'm not strictly masturbation celibate. Okay, so now I'm going to do this, which is pretty much what I do, but there's always that lingering doubt that, oh wait, this is where I now actually am. And it's a little frightening. You know, it's like that moment of I surrendered, but I didn't know that I surrendered. It's like I keep doing that. Inviting myself to surrender, thinking I might surrender, but really I'm just inviting myself to surrender and practicing that feeling over and over again. I love that. I'm getting to play with you. Practice my self-love with you. You're into yourself, so you make it easy. You have this natural get into yourselfness. That made it. It seems to be from the moments we encountered one another in 3D, our evolving theme. I am so grateful to have arrived in this place and time with you. Like, I'm feeling like, okay. Huh. So throughout this self-cum-eating process seems to be a theme of healing a mother, that my self-semen-eating journey has been and is about healing mommy stuff. And then, you know, I got to this place, here's such a gorgeous example, where I was always annoyed that I hadn't been breastfed, and then I got to this space not that long ago where I was like so grateful, because that left me with this primal thirst that has guided me into myself. And instead of lamenting that, having not had the experience of breastfeeding, surrendered to utter gratitude for having been given this gift of my self-thirst, and having received, you know, my calling, and but really been just given this purely karmic bequest of thirst. So I've had guidance, and in effect, like a guidance of a kind of a counter mother, a guidance bestowed by something left unfulfilled by mother, and that would have to gather strength like Chiron over time and become a place of strength and wisdom and long endured experience. I look back, I'm like, wow, how long have I been experimenting with this? You know, and way in there are certain prophecies that I was given by three different readers that hinted at less or no fucking and less or no ejaculating into women. From three different kind of spontaneous readings. And though I didn't like it, I have gently guided myself here. And right now, in my body, Sunsprawl, I'm holding all the passion and pleasure of our entire day of exchanging autoerotic intimacies. Perhaps the most glorious day of my life. And I'm holding all that passion, and I've been so honest about my thirst, but I guess if I were to say, it's like so much about me needing to be seen, thirsting, like it's not even about me drinking my semen, it's like that's not actually the center point of the drama. The center point of the drama is being witnessed in this raw, completely ripped open act of begging myself for my semen. Oh, love, I can say this to you. I can say it to us. I can say it to all of us. Say it to me. I love that you've done this for yourself, Eric, that you've embarked on this edgy journey of self-nourishment. Wow. So, where can I go? Like, I could so easily ejaculate. Mm.
Huh.
Only truth is erotic. So if I follow the tropism toward erotic, and it's... I may have to ejaculate saying and feeling this, but it's that I so celebrate, and I thank you for fully bringing me into being this masturbation self-semen drinker.
I've made it.
Making a lot of semen.
Thank you.